Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, and we do have a lot to talk about, I just need to bring something up that I think a lot of you guys are seeing, and nobody's really talking about it. And I'm noticing it because I'm starting to be a little bit more aware of how things aren't going back to what was supposed to be normal, and how the new normal, sadly, is going to be a little messed up. So the other day, I went grocery shopping. Now, you think, all right, who cares? I don't want to hear about you going grocery shopping. I don't know. You might see some similarities, some parallelisms between what I am going through and you're going through. Now, I shouldn't have had to be in the grocery store, so mind you, all right, I might have kind of started off a little grumpy because Corey and the kids went grocery shopping. And I don't know what they did. I think they pretended. I think the boys got in one of the scooters that was driving around and talking about how, you know, he had a testicle issue and how, I don't know, you know, he can't, you know, any more grocery shopping on his own. And he's screaming at his brother to get him things and asking people to get things on the shelf from him and all doing all sorts of stupid stuff. So while all this stupid stuff was going on, they didn't get what they needed to. Or what did they come home with? You know, seltzer. I don't drink seltzer. No vegetables. Some processed foods. I'm like, to heck with this, I'm going shopping. So I'm already grumpy. But when I go to the grocery store, I'm just a little different than most people because the grocery store is kind of quiet. And I don't like quiet. I don't do well in quiet. And so you have a person over here. You have a person over here. You have a person over here. So I want to talk to them. So usually, most of the grocery stores, you either walk into the produce section or you walk into the pharmacy section. I don't go to the pharmacy section, I go to the produce section because I already have enough stool softeners and stuff like that. That I'm fine with. So I walk into the produce section. And everybody just kind of doing their own thing. Everybody's masked. No one's talking to anybody. Well, I just remember, you know, I was little. You go to the grocery store, you're like, hey, Bob. And hey, Judy. Okay, so that's not happening. So I don't even recognize anybody anymore. So I go up to the fruit. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, this looks bruised. This looks bruised. This looks bruised. All of a sudden, I start to feel. You start to feel looks. And I look. And then somebody looks away. And I'm like, okay. And then I look around. And somebody looks. And I look away. And I realize you can't touch the fruit anymore and put it back. We spoke about this. I think what you, now with COVID, if you touch a piece of fruit and you're looking for the bruises, and remember you would smell it and you'd squeeze it, you can't do that anymore in COVID. You're not allowed. Even though there's not really like a drop place for fruit that you touched and you didn't want, I guess you have to just throw it back in there. So now I'm getting dirty looks from the people. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I don't care what you think. I only care what an employee thinks at the grocery store. And I don't see any employees. And I turn around, there's this guy standing next to me, kind of in an apron looking at me because I'm touching a piece of fruit. So I don't want to look like I'm putting the piece of fruit back, so I keep it. And it wasn't a good piece of fruit. So now I'm mad. So all I have right now in my little cart is one piece of fruit that has a bruise on it that I don't want to buy. So I'm thinking to myself, no, I can't let this start this way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to abandon the cart, which, by the way, that is, I mean, when you abandon the shopping cart, you better be prepared. That's a pretty committing role. I mean, that means you are going to war with the grocery store because one is there's a cart where it's not supposed to be. Two, you have stuff in the cart that has to be put back. Mind you, just that one piece of fruit that has a bruise on it. But then three, out how to do my shopping and leave before the said cart is found and surveillance can happen to determine who left the said cart. So I think I probably have about 12 minutes. So now my whole shopping spree has had to now condense to 12 minutes. Well, if you're going to rush to go shopping, you're not going to look at sales prices. And I don't like to overpay for something when somebody else is paying for something cheaper. So I'm going through and I'm whatever, you know, and then also the meat section. And the meat section, I mean, that always catches my eye because I just love seeing the chops and seeing the ahi tuna, seeing the meat, and then you have the ground beef. And as a kid, I used to love sticking my fingers in the ground beef and play with it. So now I got to figure out my meat without looking at it and flipping around. And then I had to buy eggs. The eggs were on the list. The kids and my husband didn't get eggs. I had to go get eggs. So what do you do with eggs? Well, you pick up each one. All right, but then, again, I'm starting to get the looks now in the egg area. So I finally get through everything, and I want to go to a friendly face. And there's this one guy, he's about the only guy in there because nobody's coming to work these days, right? There's this one guy, and I'm like, okay, I'll go back to him because he's the only one open. And he kind of is, like, grumpy. And I'm thinking to myself, either he knows about the cart thing, or he just doesn't, you know, and I hear him start to complain that he hasn't had a break in like days. And I'm like, okay, let me get the heck out of here. So I decide to move my cart. I did get a new cart, which sadly I had to run all the way to the front of the store. So I'm on surveillance now. I'm totally on surveillance. Anyway, we're probably now at about 10 minutes, 52 seconds in. I have 1 minute, 8 seconds to go until I get caught for leaving the cart with the bruised fruit that I didn't want, that I wanted to abandon. Remember, when you abandon cart, you're abandoning cart. So now I'm in the self-checkout. And the self-checkout isn't working fast enough. So I scan it, and then I put it in the bag. The bags are filling up. I want to put the bags in the cart so I have room for the waters and the other jugs and things like that of milk. And then all of a sudden, it causes that alarm. And then it says, I guess help is on the way. And I go, I don't want anybody here because, okay, now I got maybe 32 seconds left before they find my abandoned cart. Meanwhile, he comes up, a nice guy, and he goes, okay, you didn't scan this. You know, all of a sudden you start to see all eyes on me like I'm a shoplifter. I go, what do you mean I didn't scan it? I did. I stuck it under the thing, and it said help is on the way. He goes, yeah, but you put it on this side, and you didn't scan it yet. I go, I just tried to scan it. Follow the camera. I go, get the cameras. And I realize, oh, crap, getting the cameras to go see I abandoned cars. So anyway, I got through. I scanned everything. I paid for whatever I'm supposed to pay, but I think I'm done with the grocery shopping. I think it's going to be fast food from here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I'm not very good with tech. And we spoke about how the next big thing, I don't know if this is something you guys want to invest in or not. I'm not really, really good at giving financial advice because obviously I always just seem to miss the curve. After the debacle where my roommate in medical school said he was going to invest in Walmart, and I'm like, that's a stupid name of a company. What the heck is that? Don't get stock advice from me. But I do find it fascinating that we have a world that wants to rely on non-humans and computers and gadgets for their health, that they are going to trust a beep or a watch that vibrates for health alerts. And I even think this stuff is cool. So I really do foresee that probably taking over as people are starting to shy away from humans in healthcare. And I say that because I have seen the telemedicine industry just transform considerably. And you almost look at people disappointed that they have to talk to a person. They feel like they know what they want. They want an antibiotic. Just give me the antibiotic. And, you know, I had a patient that had some pretty significant trauma, bleeding underneath her nails from this trauma. Happened hours prior. But wanted an antibiotic. Pain, people think pain is always infection. And COVID, too, just give me an antibiotic. Oh, it's not COVID, fine, give me an antibiotic. And so people don't like doctors. I spoke to you about that. They don't understand why doctors are holding medicines hostage. And I get that. I find it very frustrating that, you know, I had to get my birth control from somebody. I couldn't just get it. But then again, I had the knowledge. I understood that there was risks to the birth control. I understood that there could be risks of clots, etc. But we have a system such that doctors get sued. And in order for that system to be preserved where people could sue somebody, the buck has to stop with somebody. That's why we don't have so many medications over the counter. It's because if somebody has a problem with that medication, who do they sue? A generic company, you can't really sue. You could sue a brand name company if you have brand name, but if you use a generic product, you really can't sue. So many medications out there need a buck to stop with somebody. If we rehauled a lot of the litigiousness that we have out there and legal system and the way we do things when it comes to, well, let's put the blame and all the blame on this one person or this one company, things might be a little different. Now, I've been asked, would I support antibiotics and things being over-the-counter? Originally, because of the lack of access to health care, because of, you know, the, you know, people not going in and getting seen, and then sadly their infection getting worse, I originally thought that allowing people to have access like they do in Mexico and Canada and things like that would be a huge adjunct to public health, because people are going to the ER for small things when the ER needs to be used for more severe cases. The problem is I see what people want. They want antibiotics for everything. And it's very scary when you have a patient with a bug and the antibiotics don't work. And so I don't know how to preserve antibiotic resistance. I don't know how to preserve that. And when you talk to people about that, yeah, they don't care. It's called antibiotic stewardship. It's a term we now use that all of us doctors have to kind of abide by, where we use antibiotics sparingly and only when we think there's a bacterial issue going on. But you know, and I know, there's some cases where we just take one and we feel better. And we don't want to try to wait for the 10 days for the virus to go away or there to be some sort of secondary effect. And so those Gen Xers like us, when we got an antibiotic right away, we stayed out of the hospital. We were able to move on. Our asthma didn't exacerbate. So patients are starting to, whether COVID helped put this over the edge or not, start to just kind of dislike doctors and dislike the, you know what, you got to take one for the team, or this is how we need to approach it so that our kids and grandkids have medications. You're just not getting that sort of feeling, that sort of enthusiasm from people. Now, mind you, those same people are asking for climate change. They're asking for, we need this world to be there for our kids and grandkids. Yet, here they are going, give me an antibiotic now. I'm like, but I don't think you need an antibiotic. This was something that happened traumatically to a toe. You need the, you know. So, sadly, it's the world we're living in. Not so sad for big tech giants like Apple. So Apple is going to have some new iPhones, Apple Watch, AirPads being announced. There's going to be this launch event tomorrow. A lot of hype on that. I believe many of them are going to have little medical sort of add-ons. So the company is going to introduce their new iPhones and updates to its AirPods. They say all of Apple's product segments have been on a tear this year as people work from home. I don't know if this is, I don't know what that means. It might be a typo. They say last quarter, according to CNBC, iPhone revenue was up 50% year over year, while Mac and iPad revenues were up 16% and 12%. Their other products business, like devices like watches, AirPods, up 40% over the year. And they say Apple's going to keep the momentum going, because they need new products coming up on the holiday season. So people are like, well, I need to get you something for Christmas. Okay, give me the latest, AirPods. Give me the latest iPhone, which is kind of expensive. So I believe the iPhone models, a smaller one is $599. You got the iPhone 12, $829, and the higher end $999 iPhone 12 Pro and a $1,099 iPhone 12 Pro Max. We'll talk about the different features, cameras, things like that. But the watches, Apple Watch has, I think, been around since 2016. I got mine a few years ago. And last year, Apple introduced the high-end Series 6. That's kind of a mid-range Apple Watch SE. The high-end Apple Watch this year is going to be called the Apple Watch Series 7. And it's going to have increased screen size, more pixels, larger screens. But they suggest that Apple is going to hopefully add, well, I don't know if it's going to work on that particular model, but they're going to add blood pressure sensing. Now, there are already watches and sensors that do evaluate the blood pressure, but I'm going to be a huge fan of that because it blows my mind how many young people have high blood pressure and it doesn't get diagnosed. And we have people that sadly come into the ER with strokes and their blood pressure had been through the roof and they didn't know about it. So I don't like the idea of spending hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on things like phones and watches, because an Apple Watch helps when you pair it with your Apple phone. I don't know, maybe you guys know, but I don't know if you could have an Apple Watch without an Apple phone. I think you need both. I know there's some Apple Watches that are independent, but, I mean, you basically get suckered into spending thousands of dollars a year on this stuff. We're taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if there are these products, I would just wait. I would just wait a little bit to make sure they work and they have good reviews. But honestly, if we can move towards people having ways at home to be able to alert them that their oxygen level is low or their blood pressure is too high or their heart rhythm is off, I think it's life-saving. What I don't like about these things is when patients will tell me, nah, I don't need to get my heart checked. My Apple Watch says it's fine. Just give me the medication. No, because these are not going to substitute for an actual exam by a medical provider. So there's good and bad. You know, just like with legalized marijuana, good and bad. You think on one end it's going to help solve a problem, it's going to increase access, but then you forget that there's a whole nother behavior pattern that follows. So, you know, if people think they're going to buy an Apple phone and an Apple Watch and they don't have to see a doctor or a medical provider, they got another thing coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will testify at least twice in Congress this week as lawmakers examine the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Today's questioning is scheduled to start at 2 p.m. Eastern. Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida on Fox News, is a part of the questioning body.
And they actually didn't want to sound the alarm and get people out because they knew that it would alert that Afghanistan was falling. So they intentionally did things that stranded our American citizens behind enemy lines. We still have people there.
Tropical Storm Nicholas headed toward the Texas coast Sunday night, threatening to bring heavy rain and floods to the coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. With much of Texas coastline now under a tropical storm warning, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch has been issued for the central portion of the Texas coast. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain and flash floods. USA Radio News. Nebraska's governor is pushing back on Biden's vaccine mandate. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden announced last week that the Department of Labor is drafting rules that would require all businesses that have more than 100 employees to mandate that they receive the COVID vaccine. Several Republican governors immediately pushed back against the announcement, with some promising a legal fight. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is one of those governors speaking out. He tells Fox News that while he's advocated for people to get the vaccine, it shouldn't be forced on them by the government.
First of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate, and somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they made me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before the COVID pandemic, we were speaking a lot in 2017 and 18 and 19 about the opioid crisis, but what has fueled the opioid crisis has been a pain pandemic. We have people in pain. And if you've ever been in pain, it's not fun. There's tons of reasons for it, sadly. And when people do start to sadly suffer, they try to treat themselves. And that's one of the reasons why the opioid crisis was such, because it wasn't so much people wanted to get high, it was that people were in pain. And so COVID might have distracted us about some of the other pandemics and problems. Meanwhile, more and more people were still struggling with pain, and in fact we're being told that chronic pain sufferers increased during the pandemic. So speaking to us about this next is Dr. Louis Rasso, pain specialist at the Rasso Pain Center in Jupiter, Florida, as well as Chad Van Camp, who is a patient who has been managing chronic pain. Thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you. Dr. Rasso, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, talk to us about what you're seeing in terms of the numbers of people in pain and having chronic pain.
Well, I can tell you, I haven't seen a huge growth in my practice like this in a long time, in that I have more new patients coming in every day than I've had in years. And it's, I think it's really due to the COVID crisis, in that patients are staying home. They were isolated. They hated the isolation, and they were inactive. And that inactivity led to more of chronic pain and existing patients having worse pain, and new patients with chronic pain.
So true, so true. You know, in my training, Dr. Rasso, we learned that a big mistake prior doctors made, you know, in the 70s and 80s, is that they waited for a person to be in pain to treat, and you many times need to prevent the peaks and the troughs and you know, have some baseline pain management. Is that still kind of being used today?
It's a little, right now, because of the opioid crisis, we've really gone to avoiding opioids at all costs. You know, mm-hmm. We know that there are better ways to treat pain. We're trying to use non-opioid methods, such as even things like Neurontin, gabapentin, that basically work on the nerve endings, things like that, as opposed to pure opioids. We know opioids are good for acute pain, maybe early on with chronic pain, but in the long term, they create more problems than they help.
True. And which is why, like, these gabapentins and these more neuropathic sort of modalities seem to help more with kind of that baseline, that baseline pain. But, let's talk to Chad. As Chad lives through this. You know, Chad, talk to us about the type of pain that you have.
So my pain originated in my tailbone. It was back in 2013. I got up from my desk one day and felt a sharp tinge occur, and I just thought, well, that's odd. You know, I'm 34 years old. I'm pretty healthy. Like, maybe I sat too much today. This will go away with time. And, you know, weeks and months pass by, and it's still plaguing me. And so start to reach out and look for all the different, you know, standard therapies that exist. So, you know, first I got, you know, oral steroids, those didn't help. Physical therapy, chiropractic, those didn't help. Cortisone injections, I would get some relief from those, but it would take like 2 weeks for something like that to kick in, and I would only get maybe a month or two out of it. So I was constantly going into the pain management facility getting, you know, injections, which isn't a fun experience, you know, to have to lay on a table and, you know, in your tailbone. So, and over time, as the pain gets worse and the therapies don't help, like, it starts to affect every part of you. You start to, you know, I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I sure didn't enjoy getting out of bed in the morning and getting zapped with pain.
Yep.
My mood was as upbeat as it could have been. You know, I was probably shorter with my kids than I should have been. And so it just starts to mentally exhaust you going through something like that.
Of course, of course. So what gave you relief?
So the system that I have in my body now is called it's a Boston Scientific Wave Rider, and it's a spinal cord stimulator. So in 2018, after exhausting all the other modalities, my pain management specialist said, hey, you should look into this. And so I did, and there's a website called www.pain.com where you can learn about the Boston Scientific system. And, you know, I thought, well, if it works for me, it could be a life changer. And I'll tell you the honest truth, I was pretty skeptical that it that it would. It just seemed too incredible. But the nice thing is I did a trial in October of 2018, and I immediately got 60 to 70% relief, like sitting and bending over and doing the things that I couldn't do easily before, and put the full system in December of that year. And I've been pain-free for 3 years now.
Oh, wow. Wow. God, that's amazing. Dr. Rasso, kudos to you and everybody in your field for all you do for pain management. Talk to us about some of these non-opioid, like spinal cord stimulators, some of these other modalities that we could use.
You know, these devices are amazing. You know, we now have fully MRI-compatible systems. We have rechargeable, non-rechargeable. So if somebody's, you know, an elderly patient is living at home, doesn't have the support structure, they can use a non-rechargeable system. Chad uses a rechargeable. He told me he charges about once every 2 to 3 weeks for about 3 hours. So it's not much of a burden on the patient. Those are their devices. They're not opioids, and they provide excellent pain relief. And the thing we look for is improved functioning, no matter what age, whether they be young like Chad or some of the elderly patients. So they're amazing devices. You know, we've done the other things. You know, patients still sometimes do very well with a single epidural steroid injection. Other ones do fine with some type of nerve block. You know, they still do well, and we try those on patients. But a lot of times, before they even come to my office, they've tried those from a different physician, and they've also been on opioids. So the first visit, I have to address the opioid issue and then tell them that there's a better way to treat their pain besides the opioid.
It's so true. It is so true. I mean, you know, as the opioids work on the brain, that's not working so much on, you know, a lot of these pain sources. To get that pain source head on is ideal. Also, as I've told my listeners before, back in the 80s and 90s, doctors were getting trouble, sued if they didn't manage a person's pain. We were considered cruel, and there was negligence and even discussions by legal scholars about criminal prosecution of doctors who wouldn't manage pain. So I think a lot of the old school doctors then, you know, more freely use the opioids. And thank God a lot of the newer sort of advancements are allowing us to get away from those and still be able to treat someone's pain. And look, in Chad's case, Chad's pain-free, which means not going to these other modalities, I think, is more telling of lack of proper care.
Yeah, and that's why medications like OxyContin became so popular, because all of a sudden in 1996, 1997, when OxyContin first came out, they said that, you know, pain was the fifth vital sign, that we're under-treating pain, and doctors are being sued and disciplined for not appropriately addressing the patient's pain. Well, then that fueled the opioid crisis. So we thought, okay, we should, there, you know, the company told us, oh, these patients won't get addicted. Of course they got addicted. Alcohol and cigarettes.
So true. Dr. Rasso, Chad, thank you both for coming on. Chad had given us the website. Dr. Rasso, can you give us the website one more time on how people could find more information?
Yes, it's sponsored by Boston Scientific. It's called pain.com. Pretty easy to remember. Go on there, put in your zip code, find a doctor in your area, take an assessment test about your chronic pain. And actually, you can connect with patient ambassadors like Chad, so you can realize you're not alone. You realize now that you've tried, you know, have it worked, and what the next step is.
So true. Thank you both so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So life obviously isn't that simple. So there are many people in the either political sector or even public health sector that might be thinking pretty linearly, saying, all right, we got vaccines. We see the vaccines work overall. Looks like we have the majority of the country on our side. Let's support mandates. If the government wants to do mandates, if Biden flip-flopped on it, we'll support it. Easy position to take. Easy side to be on. Let's roll. Let's do it. Okay. Okay. But me as a physician, I realize that nothing is that simple. And when you do decide to make a very bold and a very broad move, public health policy statement, new quote-unquote law, there could be repercussions, just like we saw with Obamacare. Wanting to dismantle the ability for an insurance company to, you know, prevent a pre-existing condition and get out of pain was something that needed to be attacked very surgically, with surgical precision. Instead, you had this big, huge Obamacare bill, and we're still dealing with the afterblow of that, with high deductibles, with, you know, insurers, you know, not being able to maintain their providers, poor reimbursement rates. It's just a cluster. So when I saw that we were moving forward, and the six-pronged plan Biden had included his moving forward with vaccines, I knew we were going to get ourselves into some trouble. It doesn't matter how much we support vaccines. There's a logic, and there always needs to be some thought and a choreography before you decide to think of something very general and blunt as, all right, everybody get vaccinated, and we're going to mandate it. Mandates, and I know many people don't realize why some media outlets are having a problem with it, and some radio hosts are having a problem with it, and some moms and some people are, when we have close to 70% of our population vaccinated, is because we could see a couple steps down the road. All right? The Delta variant, the Delta wave, we're in pretty deep, but hopefully cases seem to be going down. We're going to hopefully get out of this wave, maybe see another one by the fall. All right. I don't think COVID's going away completely yet. So I think we're going to be dealing with it. And like I said, I think the vaccines help. But the problem we have, if we start to look a couple months down the line or 4 months down the line, is we have the talk of the boosters. And from what I understand, the FDA has been a little mixed on whether the boosters are necessary or not. The World Health Organization is telling us, back off on the boosters. We have other countries that need the shot. And so if a government is going to say we need to mandate the vaccines, right, and they're using the legal premise of we need people to have some sort of immunity to fight the virus, they're going to get themselves into a problem when you have people saying, you see, here's my immunity. Don't be putting that into my body. I have immunity. I got the virus. Number two is, what do they do when people's immunity wanes and we have the argument of you need a booster? Are all these mandated individuals that are going to be threatened to lose their job, are they now, even though they're currently vaccinated, going to fall in the unvaccinated pile in just 1 month or 2 months? What if there is a problem with the vaccines in terms of the rollout, or these other countries get mad and all this promise of, all right, you know, we have plenty of vaccines. What if something happens? You never want to do a mandate without kind of realizing that there could be other issues. Dr. Fauci supports travel vaccine mandates where you don't get to go on a plane if you aren't vaccinated. So what happens if there's a natural disaster? What happens if part of the country needs to flee? What happens if there's an Ebola outbreak? You already have these rules in place that people that aren't vaccinated for COVID might be stranded. I mean, are you thinking about that? I mean, we now have Afghanistan, and here we are 20 years later with people who did bad stuff to us, probably wanting to do more bad stuff to us and planning. And you're already going to set up rules that certain individuals that didn't have a vaccine can't get on a plane? I mean, are you thinking ahead? And again, you might think you're in the clear. I got my vaccine, so I'm on the good side. Nobody's going to come after me. Well, as soon as, if they're going to keep that narrative up, as soon as your immunity wanes, you might now be in the unvaccinated group. Be very careful what you wish for. Because if they do move forward and say, no, the two shots weren't enough, that's old school. We need to see you got the three. And you haven't yet, right? And it's not as simple as you just going and getting your third. now you're considered an unvaccinated. You know, this is something where I think we're going down a slippery slope, and this is just COVID. Once kids, God forbid, start to die of flu, are we going to go through that now? I mean, the reason why flu mandates didn't really work and didn't do that well is because people didn't want to get the flu shot. Now, you might have gotten them to do the COVID vaccine, but so then what about flu? What about pneumonia? You know, we have been mandating vaccines for our youth, but we haven't necessarily mandated for all the adults on this scale. So then what are you going to do later when you have one person that had two COVID vaccines, one pneumonia vaccine, but didn't get the flu shot and doesn't want to get the booster? How do you manage all that? How do you keep track and then discriminate against them from a restaurant standpoint or a store standpoint or a travel standpoint? And as you hear some doctors saying, don't come to my hospital. I mean, we are going to have a lot of mix and match vaccinated people. And if you're going to go through this with COVID, we're going to mandate COVID, then the argument's going to come up of what happens with flu. And flu is going to come back. Israel is bracing for a bad flu season. We're hearing there wasn't much of a flu season in the southern hemisphere, so I'm mixed on what this next flu season's going to be like, but some experts are predicting it could be a bad one. So then be prepared, because then are you also prepared that you have to do flu mandates too? If COVID starts to go away and we don't have a mu or lambda pandemic, and people that are dying in the hospital in a few months of flu or something else, are you prepared for that mandate? We're going to be talking about how in one hospital, they have to hold off doing any deliveries and shunt people elsewhere because staff aren't coming in because of the mandate. Are you prepared for the public health crisis if nurses and doctors and medical professionals don't want to get the vaccine? Are you prepared for the public health crisis if law enforcement quits over this? Or national security? 800,000 of the 1.4 million were not vaccinated. And people were talking, well, they might be threatened court-martial. Are we all prepared for that, especially with what's going on in Afghanistan? And the eve or the anniversary of September 11th, then you know people want to do bad things to us. So just rethink this whole war cry of vaccinate everybody. Vaccinate everybody. Mandate it. Because realize you might be an unvaccinated in 2 months. If we keep going around this path, and then if, let's say, you don't want to get your third shot, you got your two and you're done with that, or you don't want to get the flu shot, you might be then the one of them. Please realize that whatever decision we make now can have huge consequences. Now, I get it. We don't want our hospitals filling up. I get that we don't want people being hesitant and sadly, getting affected by a deadly virus that can consume them. But at some point, you need to realize that if you start to go down this path, you're going to need to double down, and then we got ourselves hitting a wall. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.